CliffCentral.com.
Apparently, this is so funny. So, yesterday at some point, Jeff Bezos overtook Bill Gates as the richest person on Earth.
Yes, indeed he did.
And then apparently in the afternoon, because you can imagine, Bill Gates said to Melinda, hey, Melinda, we're going to have to sell the family silver. We're no longer the richest couple. I'm no longer the richest man. And you imagine there was a panic in the Gates household. They're like, oh, shit, what can we sell?
Do you think so?
No, I just think it's funny. He probably didn't even know.
If you were Bill Gates, because he's held this title for a while, would you be affected by this news?
No.
Would you be touched a little bit?
I would do something funny. Like, I would call up Jeff Bezos and say to him, hey, can you lend me $1 million? I'd do that for fun.
If I were
Jeff Bezos, I would absolutely write out a check for $1 million and send it to Bill Gates.
Oh, my
say,
goodness.
I'm so sorry, my poor friend. I'm Richard. You know, that's the kind of thing I would do if I were really loaded.
Yeah.
What you would do is pay Warren Buffett to go take $1 million round to his house.
Yes, there we go. In his old Ford or whatever it is that he drives.
Yeah.
So the magic number there is 90 billion.
No, that's not even a number.
90 billion US dollars. That is Jeff Bezos' net worth.
That's only a little bit more than Eskom have wasted. It really is.
Gareth Eskom wasted 3.
Yeah, well.
He's worth 90.
Yeah,
okay.
If you round it up.
And Eskom wasted rands, and he's in dollars.
But does anybody know how much richer Bezos is compared to Gates? Because, you know, when you're speaking in the figures of billions, it's actually not that much.
Well, I heard that in the afternoon, Bill Gates went back to being the richest.
Yes.
What?
Yeah. So by the end of the day, Bill Gates was back to being number one.
Right.
Is that because some third world country no longer has a hospital? It's like, no, wait, Nicaragua, I'm sorry.
Okay, hang on. What does Bill Gates do?
Prick is not having a dick swing.
It's on the stock market, because they're not actually going up in... They don't have money in the safe. This is what people don't understand.
Yeah, no, this is net worth. This is...
Yeah, this is their shares, their stocks, their investments, their home, their cars... Everything put together.
So it was due to the Amazon stocks rising in that particular time frame.
Amazon went up.
That his overall net worth went
correct.
Up.
Correct. And then they, obviously Microsoft shares went up slightly, and then Bill Gates was at the top again.
Oh, okay. So look at that. Shares helping each other out, if you get what I'm saying.
90 billion, though. Like, if you've made a billion.
Yeah, if you've made a billion,
you
can retire.
Don't you just, sit down, call it a day.
I actually feel sad.
It's like, imagine, like you have, just imagine you have a Ferrari, right, or you have a Lamborghini. Everyone thinks of you as a ball. Imagine you've got 90 of them.
Oh,
There's just something almost wrong with that.
But how much is a Ferrari? Because it's not a billion, you know?
I'm just using it as a quantifying.
It's like redonkulous, if you actually.
Because we'll never understand what a billion really is.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Okay, but I'm always
$1,000 million.
I'm very suspicious of people who show off their wealth. I don't think that they're wealthy people. You know, if you look at the really wealthy people, they wear like ordinary looking clothes. Nothing fancy. They have like slightly frayed golf shirt collars. They usually get driven around. Occasionally they may have to use a helicopter because they've got an important meeting to get to. But they don't flash. Like Bill Gates, you don't hear about him like climbing on a jet and spraying, you know, champagne all over everybody, doing a Bilzerian. Mm. You don't hear about them behaving like idiots. And you hear a lot of, you know, sort of, again, the Dan Bilzerians, the athletes, the rappers, the trust fund kids.
The
movie stars. You hear about them doing dumb stuff with their money. You never hear that about those guys right at the top.
Well, because they're too busy trying to maintain that wealth and then investments and managing corporations.
No, I don't think they're into the money. That's how they got there. It's not about the money to them.
Hmm.
I don't think they think about their wealth at all. That's why I'm sure yesterday Bill Gates didn't even know, and someone must have jokingly said to him, hey, you're not number one anymore, and he probably would have laughed it off.
And then, you know, equally, somebody said to Jeff Bezos, hey, did you know you're number one? And he would have been like, oh, okay.
He's trying to get Whole Foods.
So how's my 3 o'clock looking today?
Exactly. He's trying to get his new acquisition, Whole Foods, right. So he's thinking, how do we improve this? How do we get that going? What do we do for people here, there? That's how you become wealthy.
But can you imagine if it was like Lil Wayne? He would have released a song. saying he's the greatest, he's the richest.
He would have released that song.
I think
song,
he's already released such a song, even though he isn't.
Would have released that song on Mars, where he would have shuttled, you know, a thousand people for a party on Mars. Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Or if you were Justin Bieber, you would have hired a yacht and put 50 hot models on it and put it on Instagram to say, well, this is my life. What about yours?
Just on that, I heard Bieber's going like full on Jesus at the moment.
Oh,
why? Like he wants to start a church or something?
Allegedly, he's going full on Jesus. He's stopped his Purpose World Tour, and there was something very, like, something arbitrary, like 14 concerts left.
Hang on. He stopped the tour, and I heard that he was having trouble selling out the stadiums.
Well, there was upset Manchester attack, which didn't help the English leg.
And then he was banned by China, apparently.
Yeah. There are all of these different stories, but the whole Jesus thing is like, supposedly he's taken Christianity very seriously, and I don't know what that means, so now he just wants to stay at home. But the official word from Justin Bieber himself is that he's just taken time off because he wants to ride his bikes at home. Go figure.
Someone just sent me a picture of Bill Gates and Mark Zuckerberg having a conversation. Zuckerberg is in a no-name brand, grey t-shirt, as usual. Pair of blue jeans. Bill Gates is wearing, like, chinos, but they don't even fit that well.
Mm-hmm.
He's wearing a golf shirt and a jersey, which also doesn't fit very well. His hair looks all messy. He's got those glasses on, which must be the cheapest glasses in the world.
That he's probably had and the he's holding, pair for years.
And he's holding a big roller pen, a rollerball pen, and he's got car keys in his hand. He looks like a dad.
Well, he is.
Picking up his kid from school. You know, he doesn't look like the world's richest man. And they're standing in this very nondescript room, where there are a couple of champagne glasses in a tray on a table and peanuts. And behind them on the wall, which has marks all over it, is like a notice on a printed piece of paper. These are the kind of people who make billions. Not the ones who live in palaces. And, you know, it's amazing. Like, if you think about it that way, anybody could be a billionaire. When Bill Gates was your age, Sia, he wasn't rich.
You know, for me particularly with this whole Jeff story,
He was probably less rich than you at his age, if you think about it.
What I was thinking about was the fact that the Jeff story, like, he literally just got rich from selling books from his boot. You know, at least maybe this whole Bill Gates thing, you might feel like, oh my gosh, but he's so smart, and he was doing some tech thing and you know, with Warren, he was like, oh, it's figures and it's crunching numbers. But, like, you know, Jeff, he was selling books, and that's how Amazon started. Maybe it's like, oh, maybe I could. For 2 seconds, then reality dawns on you and goes, no.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we need to be telling kids that you can be a billionaire one day.
But you
probably know. Because we know them.
We should know that
only a minority of them will actually get there, guys. Let's not sell these youngsters fake dreams.
No, but everyone lies to everyone, so we might as well say, jump in the bandwagon. We must tell kids they must become billionaires, because if they don't think that, then they'll become crack addicts. even if they become thousandaires, honestly, it's still better.
How old is it about the right lies in life? Okay, it's about the right lies.
Jeff is actually still relatively young. He's 53 years old.
Yeah, that is
compared to everyone else. And he started Amazon when he was 31, 22 years ago.
And apparently he only owns 17% of Amazon as the CEO.
Is that it?
That's what I'm reading here. Owns 17% of his company.
But wouldn't that be quite a lot for a CEO if you're publicly listed? Because if you're selling your shares...
Yeah, I have no
idea. If you
idea
own as much
lot.
As 17, that's still quite a lot.
I don't know. In the world of shares and billionaires, I'm out of my league.
It depends, though, on what company. You have to look at each one on its own. It's quite something.
Sure.
You see, but I sometimes do think that having money gets a bad rep, you know?
Well, everybody always thinks that they... You know, not everybody. A lot of people look at rich people and they go, oh, the reason they're rich and I'm poor is because they stole it from me. Like, you somehow had a share in Amazon before Jeff Bezos built it. And there's a lot of just plain old jealousy, you know? It's like you walk into a room and someone's better looking than you. You're going to feel the same way as if someone's richer than you.
Mm.
You're going to be the same way if someone's in shape and you're not. And you're going to feel the same way as if they have a nicer phone than you. That's all it is. It's that petty human quality of jealousy. I always say to people, money's a lot more like physical fitness than it is anything else.
What do you mean?
That person has to work on their body themselves. No one else can do it for them. Even if you get an advantage, let's say you get a personal trainer or an eating plan, or you're born into a family that lives right next to a gym, all of that stuff's good and well. You still have to go in and do the work. And a lot of people don't like to hear this. They want to blame all their circumstances on something or someone else when it isn't going their way. But when things do go their way, they certainly don't want to share the credit with everyone else.
Yeah.
It's a small person thing. And by small, I don't mean size. I mean, like, it's small-mindedness. It's a kind of a mental second-class citizenship. You consider yourself to be less, so everything that happens around you is either because other people have more than you, or because you feel less. And you're not prepared to admit you feel less, so it must be other people having more than you. But basically, if you live next to the gym, you only eat the vegetables you grow in your garden, you have your gym membership paid for, you have a personal trainer paid for, all that stuff, you still have to go to the gym. No one's going to get your body right but you. Know what I mean? So all these people who complain about, oh, resources, and maybe I'm not as lucky as you are, or those, still, you could have all of that stuff and you would still be sitting there unfit. I could give you everything and you'd still be unfit. That's what money's more like, that than it is like water, that's free water for everybody. And I don't know why there are so many people in the world who begrudge rich people what they've got.
Yeah, it's a great analogy, Gareth, because that's exactly what it is. And it's this personal growth thing which makes life so interesting.
I know for a fact that Bill Gates really, really loves computers. He thinks about them day in and day out. His whole house is one big computer. His whole life is structured around making the world a better place for everybody. Personal computers was a way for ordinary people. We all have them now. We think about them as, oh, well, obviously, even if you've only got your phone, it's a personal computer. He came up with that because he wanted to make other people's lives easier. And, of course, he's going to be rewarded materially for that. He's solving all of our problems.
And he will do for a long time.
If each of us are willing to pay $20 to solve our problem, he's going to be a billionaire. Because he's going to solve 7 billion people's problems. That's how it works.
That's a nice way of putting it. It's like, how are you solving problems if you think you can't get ahead?
What are you doing for someone else that makes you useful to them, that they're willing to pay something for?
Getting rich to pop bottles isn't really going to help anyone, least of all you.
But some people don't give a shit about helping the next person.
Well, then they'll never be rich.
I mean, do you think an actress gives a shit?
But the thing is, it's not about...
You know what I mean? Like not everybody cares about solving the world's problems.
You're right.
But I get what Gareth is saying. It's not like in a guru pitka, let me save the world thing. It's more like in a business sense.
Yeah.
If you want to be successful, hit something that... A lot of people need this.
It's not going around doing social work.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong. It's about
plants and
solving
vegetable gardens.
Practical problems.
Yes.
It might be about vegetable gardens.
It could be.
Because you can maybe do vegetable gardens on a scale which is magnificent. Imagine if you could buy up all the vacant land that is arable in parts of the world where nobody's working that land, and you could put people on it, get them to work it, and take a small percentage for yourself, but otherwise use it to feed places in the world that don't have any food.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're solving problems. You deserve that money. It's very odd to me that there are people who go around. That's why when Musi Maimane the other day was saying, oh, we should have a wealth tax, I'm tired of people saying this about, and I'm not rich, I don't have tons of money, but I'm tired of people going after the rich, like they're somehow the enemy because they've made it.
They should be the example of many things.
Well, no, I don't care if they're an example. You don't have to idolize them.
Yeah, but society always gravitates towards that practice.
Society will gravitate to that, but then with it comes a huge wave of jealousy. Don't idolize anybody. Figure out your own shit. Figure out your own problem. Solve it, and you will solve not only your problem, but a whole bunch of other people who have the same problem. And then they'll pay you for helping them solve theirs. That is how you get ahead in the world.
Ain't that the truth?
There are so few examples of rich people who are mean. Mean-spirited, nasty, Scrooge McDuck. I'm going to fuck the poor people. There are very few examples of those. If you can name more than five, I'll be impressed, throughout history, who've actively gone after and screwed the poor, however they could. Oh, let's cut the wages in the factory so the children don't get home before six and they don't eat anything but gruel. I mean, that's like a characterization. Look at who the greatest philanthropists of all time are. Bill and Melinda Gates.
Yeah.
They've put more money into places they don't come from, that they don't have to care about, than anyone in those places. Just think about that. There are people in the Congo who will go to sleep tonight with mosquito nets that have been paid for by Bill and Melinda Gates. Do you think that most of us have the capacity to wake up in the morning and go, I want to help people in the Congo who are suffering from malaria? Hell no.
We're just trying to make it through the day.
And then you get those cynical people who go, oh, well, it's easy for them because they've got the money so they can help people. I know poor people who help people.
Yeah.
And they're better people than the rich ones who don't. But this idea of like demonizing all rich people and that rich is the enemy of the poor is crazy. I reckon rich people spend more time thinking about the poor than the poor do. And it's not out of a sense of guilt, although there's probably a few people who have some guilt over that. Most of the really rich people I've met are genuinely good people too. That's how they've become rich. Other people have said, here, have some of my money. For whatever you're doing, you sound like a good person with good ideas. I'll invest in you. I don't get this idea that, you know, the minute you've made it in the world and you've made a couple of bucks, you've obviously done it at someone else's expense. No. That's like seeing the world as a cake, and the cake is only this big. And if someone else has got a huge slice, then all that's left for me is the crumbs. What a horrible way to live.
Hey, but lest we forget what the great notorious B.I.G. said. More money, more problems. Okay.
Now, there's a smart
and
guy.
That is the perfect way to wrap up that conversation.
More money, more problems. CliffCentral.com